Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com for readings. And my health tip for August, it comes from Bottom Line Yearbook 2022. So our health tip is, according to a public survey, the most feared illness is Alzheimer's. Feared because many other diseases can be treated or even reversed. Alzheimer's, large percentages cannot. The brain can form new neuronal connections throughout your time. So the key to help prevent or to stop or reverse problems is to eat a glucose-balancing diet, lean protein, focus on plant-based proteins, beans, nuts, and seeds, high-fiber vegetables, fruits, foods rich in probiotics, yogurt, sauerkraut. I take a good probiotic every day. Flax, garlic are probiotics. Use olive oil, avocados, and nuts. Focus on grains, oats, brown rice. And walking is good. You know, not everybody, anaerobics, core aerobic exercise and strength training, if you're able. Yoga and quality sleep. Manage stress. And these steps will protect your cognitive mind and brain. So those are good things to do. Okay, and our cosmic weather. Now, my ephemeris said that there was an intense point last night, so I kept telling everybody the 11th. But today I noticed online they're saying it's tonight. But in any event, it's a couple of days' worth of good energy to meditate on this moon and release things. This is a very powerful super moon. And the full moon is in Aquarius and elevating our intuition, so reading should be good today, folks. The Aquarius moon could join Saturn and Luna forms a square with Mars. This is aggressive energy. It's not the time to, you know, try to solve things because either side could be easily made mad, so save it for a day or two. Then we have a cooler aspect when the moon enters Pisces later on today. Venus is in Leo, which creates mating instincts. The tomcats will be out, so just be aware of that. People are going to be thinking about mating, so. Okay, our topic today is understanding who you are in spirit. And first of all, you are a spirit, and you possess a soul, and you live in a body. And your spirit is perfect. That's the perfect part of you once you've accepted Jesus as your Lord. That's the perfect part of you, and we need to connect with it. We need to connect with our spirit. And if Jesus is the Lord of your life, you have the blessings of Abraham. In Deuteronomy 28, explains those blessings. The curse is gone if Jesus is Lord, and the blessings are present for you to enjoy. And this blessing is stronger than what the news is reporting today. And a lot of people are being affected and based on fear because of the news. So it's just everything concerning chain bottlenecks, the shortages around the world. So this blessing supersedes any lack. If we have Jesus as the Lord of our life and engage our faith, we will not be subject to these times. We are not controlled or dominated by the world system. Our times are subject to the authority of God and the blood of Jesus, and the name of Jesus has the power above everything, including the supplies we need. So don't give in to fear. Replace that with the confidence of who you are in Christ and know that you're going to be taken care of. And I'll bring up to you, first of all, God is our source, so we don't need to fear. I want you to think for a moment about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, where they were dominated and made slaves. There were plagues, pestilence, yet the children of Israel were protected during those times. The blood on the doorposts protected them from the angel of death. Thus, Passover was instituted. Likewise, we will be protected. Enact your faith. Hebrews 1:14 in the Amplified states, angels are ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of God for our assistance. To those who inherit salvation, thus born-again children of the Lord, we have this protection around us and the assistance of angels. So there's myriads of angels. There's so many of them. We know a few of them, but there's so many of them. But you can call upon your guardian angels to help you. And in John 17:14-16 says, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. We live here in our earth suits, but we belong to Jesus. I am not of this world. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are our source and will supply all of our needs. Thank you for provision and some supply of what's going on in this world. And let things be known that need to be known for your people today, in Jesus' name. Okay, I will begin some calls here. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. So good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. What can I do for you?
I was wondering, please, I am doing an event that I normally do online, and I'd like to ask Jared to help me. I'm going to do it in person this year, and I'd like Jared to be a part of it. Do you see him doing so?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at this.
Thank you so much.
He's actually a good choice. He's actually a good you made a good choice by picking him, and he's a very determined, he's got a lot of strengths that will help. And he's someone he's proficient in this. So I got yes that he will do it, and he wants to see you succeed.
Wow.
He wants to see you have. And like I said, he wants to strengthen your force. I mean, you've got really good skills here. And this is just kind of your new step out into this. But after this, you'll feel a lot more confident about everything.
Wow. Oh, that sounds awesome.
Well, good. Hey, you two make a good team. You know, you do. You work well together, and it looks like he's going to be very supportive to you. So good luck, and we'll keep you in prayer for success, okay?
Thank you. I keep you in prayer as well. Thank you. God love you.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you.
That's better than money. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Maria. My name is Maria.
I call from
Ontario. I wanted to ask, please, I'm going to travel in a month or two. I'm going to go to Italy. You see, my friends, they're going to be okay over there. The people, They're going to write it to me and my daughter.
Okay.
Because they are relative.
Okay. This is, I have success. And it shows that there's something you're going to learn there that's going to better your situation somehow. You've been going through some sadness, a little bit of, as long as we live in this world, we're going to have trouble come to our door, but it doesn't need to dominate us. We can stand up to it, go through it with God on our side and be victorious. So you're a little nervous about this trip, but actually everybody is. I mean, traveling today is nothing like it used to be. So, but and I show some fear around financial future, your financial future, but this trip is going to be a good thing, and it's going to bring, I got harmonious energy and helping you somehow. It's going to be a good influence. You're going to be around people that are positive and helping you with your future somehow. So, yeah, looks good.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much. God bless
you. Thank you for participating. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, folks, we have a typo error on the call-in number. I just noticed it when I came on today. It's not 998. It is 563-999-3507. So that's the call-in number for this show. So we will move right on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
Wonderful. Anything you could happen to tell me would be a blessing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, this whole world is being fed buckets of fear. Food shortages, money, dropping in value, all just wars, threat of nuclear war. And these are things that, especially in scripture, that we were told would come about. So it's, you just got to get above it. And I show that you've eliminated some of the pain in your life, and there's still more stuff to eliminate. So it's good to, if you meditated last night, to meditate again tonight. But you're overcoming things. You're overcoming opposition. You're overcoming your fears of things and unhappiness. And right now, so much is not on you. You're thinking about family members and other people, but you're going to be a strong example for them. You have really good perception, and God loves you. You're a very blessed person, and you are devoted, and you're very honest. So you have the gift of vision. Now we have a sum of money coming, and It's not just a little money. It's a nice sum of money. So, and you're being challenged to be very reliable, because this is used correctly, will take care of you for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So, it says it's any time expedient. It could be any time, and you're going to it's going to make you very happy. So you've got a lot of success after having a lot of anxiety and pain in your body. The remainder of this year is very good, and next year is really good, because obviously it's here by then, and you're doing things. And it says you know, a nice little fortune. So, and it's true, all the signs that were given to us for the second coming of Christ are out there except the wealth transfer. And God is looking for people that he can put money in their hands that he knows that he can trust will further his kingdom. He doesn't want anybody to be lost, so he's not going to give it to somebody that's all mine, I'm stingy, I'm not going to give it to anything or anybody.
Right.
He's not going to give it to that kind of person. So this is the beginning of a very meaningful experience for you the remainder of this year, and you're to use your skills in helping family members that are struggling right now.
Okay.
You have a lot of skills. You have gifts. You know, some people have the gift of prayer. They could just pray from their spirit and moves mountains, so to speak. You have a gift of prayer, and you seem to be you're blessed because of it. And, you know, it's just like Job. I tell people that are suffering to read Job because he ended up all by himself. Everybody turned their back on him. He's all alone, sitting there with boils covering his body. But as soon as he started praying for other people, the whole thing reversed. And he was given back 1,000 times more than what he had. You know, he was given back. He was really blessed. So this is probably why you're being blessed, because you've been faithful, not just thinking of yourself. And so I'm happy to see this.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I'll be blessed to be able to help others, family, friends, and the church. So,
yeah.
It will be a blessing.
And that's what money's for.
Yeah.
It's to be a blessing. It's not to, you know, just hoard and indulge in the pleasures of the flesh and not think about anybody else.
No.
So God bless you
much.
And thank you for participating. Yeah.
Thank you so much
ahead,
for everything you do. I was just going to say,
you.
No, it makes you smile to help others. So, and I know you
he
know
does.
That. So
he
thank
does.
You so much, and God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you, too. Thanks for participating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, I want to correct that call-in number. It's 563-999-3507. And right now, with the condition of the world, we need to pay attention to the spirit of strife, because it is so operating in our world today. I mean, just look at what's going on. You don't even have to watch the news, but you turn on the internet and you see this flash and that flash. People being attacked on planes, shootings, deaths, just catastrophe after catastrophe. And this is a demonic spirit, and the spirit of strife causes division, confusion, stress, resentful feelings, especially towards others and institutions, racism, and religion differences. This stirs up negative emotions, and you know, emotions are good, and God gave them to us to signal us. Every positive emotion is a signal to be grateful and thank God, and every negative emotion is a signal to pray. We need to renew our mind, cast down that negative emotion, and cling to God and take those thoughts captive. Don't keep them. You know, cast them down. 1 Peter 5:7 says to cast our care upon God, for he cares for us. We should never be ashamed of our emotions. Just allow the feelings, then observe them, and recognize what to do. If it's negative, take that thought captive, replace it with a positive affirmation. I want to share an affirmation with you, and you can say it in your mind, or you can say it out loud. And I'm sharing this affirmation from Eagle Mountain Church International. So repeat after me, or say it in your mind. It's your preference. 2022, the best year of my life. I declare that 2022 is a year of prosperity and health for me. According to God's blood covenant promised to me as a joint heir with Jesus, I am one with him by the covenant in his precious blood. So we're saying that there's several churches that I'm streaming with online. We're all saying this affirmation, so I wanted to share it with everybody today so that you could be a part of that blessing too. Okay, and just believe it. That's the main thing. Believe it. Okay, I'm going to take some calls now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. This is Meredith.
Hi. I've been trying to get in touch with you. I wanted to connect you with Lexi, and I never got an email from you, so I'm not sure if the information
I have
is correct.
Yeah, that definitely. Okay, well, I will be in touch with you for sure. Definitely. And I'd like to know,
okay.
what hours are you, when are you out on Keene? Are you still out on Keene?
I work 3 days a week, if possible. I'm dealing with a few health issues. I have a couple of pinched nerves in my neck. I have to go see a spine specialist, although I'm keeping out of pain, thank God. But I've had a lot of, you know, I'm not a young spring chicken, so, you know, things are wearing out. And this aging thing is definitely a humbling experience, but you know, I'm overcoming it left and right. I tell everybody I'm a bat. I just bat those balls as they come at me. You know?
Oh,
so,
I am so sorry that you're suffering. I'm so sorry you're suffering. That's terrible.
Well, I'm not really in pain. I'm not in pain right now, and it's amazing. I'm keeping out of it, which I'll go see this specialist. I think there's therapy that can be done, and, you know, it's just part of, I'm not a spring chicken. It's part of the process, but it can be, I can think of it in a negative way and then really suffer, or think of it in a positive way, which is what I'm trying to do.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic.
Anyway,
that's really
I put Lexi alert to what you need, what's coming up that's, you know, stressing you out. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of gifted astrologers in my lifetime. I've always worked with an astrologer because I don't consider myself an astrologer. I'm more of a seer. And, She's more than willing to, you know, help you with that crossroad. So just
fantastic.
Email them me,
I
and I'll.
I appreciate that.
Okay, and what can I do for you today?
Okay, so what I wanted to ask you is that I have basically during the pandemic, I basically didn't do any dating, nothing, zero, zippo.
Okay,
pretty much didn't leave the house. But I've started to go back to the ballet here in the city and do things fully masked, you know, obviously. I'm not going to take any risks. But I felt like I might want to start dating again. So about a month ago, I went out on one of the senior dating sites. And you know, I just was wondering. I mean, I figured there's no way for me to meet men. I work at home with telehealth, and so basically I'm not, you know, meeting anybody normally. So I figured at least it would give me an opportunity if a man was supposed to come in, a destiny, if a man was supposed to come meet me, there would be some way for him to get to me, you know. And so what I'm noticing in the past month is that I'm getting a lot of scammers, like a ton of criminals out there who I can identify pretty quickly.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm hearing,
you know,
this I'm hearing this a lot. I'm hearing this a
women.
Lot with callers on yeah, yeah. Well, and the other way around too. They're I guess I don't
women
want to label anybody, but They call them gold diggers, but there are women that are stalking men that are, you know, affluent. So the first thing that came to mind when you were talking about going returning to dating is there was a man that was very interested. What happened to him?
Well, yeah, I think I may have missed that mark. I didn't go out early enough because you said I would meet him in the springtime. So I went out at the beginning of July. I didn't get my act together early enough. So I think I may have missed that window on that person. But I'm just wondering if I'm getting quite sick of the scammers. I have set up, by the way, I've set up many levels of defense. So I can pick up most of them. But I also have a different an app that I give out a phone number to if someone wants to talk to me. And I also have a Zoom under a fake name as well. So I'm very careful, right, about not letting someone into my life unless I – yeah, I'm just super careful. So
you
I have levels
to be.
Of sense. But a few people –
there's so much – yeah, there's so much scamming going on all areas, you know, in trying to find a sugar mama, sugar daddy, trying to manipulate people, and it's going on in the financial realm too. So we have to be very careful. I noticed the CDC has lifted some restrictions, and I think, you know, but we're just going to learn to live with this virus. But I'm like you. I take a lot of precautions, you know, washing my hands a lot, keeping things clean, and it's made better housekeepers out of all of us. Adventure's coming up for you, and I think part of it is, one, you need some type of emotional understanding or release of these aspects in your chart and on what to do about them. But you're going to get your wish. You are going to meet a man. 2022 is the year for it. All those twos, it's a little emotional, but it's also the right I'm not worried about your career. So it's the right combination for you, for your love life. And you've had some, you know, difficult experiences in the past, but tonight's full moon, let that go. Say, I'm letting go of all that dysfunction that's been attracted to me through potential partners. I'm letting that go, and I'm opening up to the new. And tonight's the last of the supermoon, so it says you will meet someone this year. This year and next year are very good for you in prosperity, and your career is solid, but your love life's the only thing that needs to be. It's the only thing missing.
That's what it feels
and
like.
It can happen.
That's what it feels like. So that's good news. And, you know, I'm getting sick of the criminals, you know. But and a couple of them
Let
have gotten through to my phone number, my fake phone number on this app. And then I realize once I'm talking to them that they're fake, you know. But it's just like it's just annoying, you know. I don't want to waste my time with these idiots, you know. It's just a waste of time.
Release that energy so it isn't attracted to you. That's what full moons are about, releasing energy, especially these super moons. So tonight, release that energy that it is no longer coming into your space and see if that doesn't stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
well, I
And get a hold of me.
I'll line you up with what...
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you
so much, Daisy. I hope your neck feels better.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hello.
This is Linda, all the way from Florida.
Woo. Oh, my goodness. Where you been, girl?
No, I didn't
see you online.
I'm working like a dog. That's why you didn't hear from me.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to talk about my job and my career today, please. I'm looking for an online class for LPN. I'm working at a facility. I've been working for 5 weeks because people got rid of me through agency because I intimidate them because I do such good care for the residents. You know how that goes, right, with my life? So right now, I have a question. I have an issue with a girl. Yolanda and DeWanda are telling everybody, don't help Linda. she's bad, they want to get me in trouble, and I'm working like a dog, and they can't get me. Even the LPNs are starting to feel intimidated because I have
my associate degree
in healthcare management. I know how to work with every department. So I'm helping the patient.
You have that strong guardian. You have that strong guardian angel. You have that strong guardian angel. You have that strong guardian angel, Saint Michael.
Saint Michael. Yeah, he's on my table.
Yeah,
right my window. Sam.
All right, you're making the right choice to think about getting a certification, and there are, you know, you got to make sure that you do your research and make sure that this is that these some of these online schools are not
accredited
what they
enough.
Are.
What I
so
want.
You got, you have to look to make sure they're accredited. Yes, absolutely.
Do you think maybe I could just go at night? I would love to go at night because I get off at 3:15, 3:30. I mean, I could start at night.
Well, a lot of it is online, you know, and you have to Zoom meetings. But there's adjustable schedules with some of these accredited schools, and I don't have a list in front of me, but I do know some. Email me on Keen, and I'll give you a list. And you can do it at your own pace. You can do it at your own pace, but you will have to attend some online meetings,
Well, you have to, and then you have to do clinicals. It's like, but I don't mind that because I'll take those days off because I want to. Listen, they're also jealous because the new administrator, what's her name? Something Joe. Patty Joe. She loves me. And they all hate me because Patty Joe and I get along. It's like, what do you mean Patty Joe told you you could use this room? I said,
Okay.
I was like,
tonight's full moon, you want to release this negative energy that's coming toward. Tonight's full moon, release this negative energy that's coming.
I did moon water last night. I released it. I let it go. Yeah, I'm drinking the water today.
Okay,
and that's why I'm like, I'm laughing. You can't see me, but I'm laughing.
You need to put on the armor every day that you go into work. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, take up the sword, the shield, the shoes of peace. That protects you against the wiles of the enemy. So the enemy works through people by jealousy. You know, we talked about that spirit of strife, which is very strong. I mean, I don't think anybody can disagree with me that there's something going on. You know, it doesn't look good.
I had a little touch of it myself. I was doing it to other people. So I wrote this note on the refrigerator to myself that I'm going to be nice to people. I'm not, because I was doing it too. I had to correct myself. I was one of them, and I had to go back to being me. So, yeah, you don't watch yourself. You can get caught up in it. Okay, one thing.
Real easy.
Oh, I got another little thing to talk about. But go ahead. Anthony's got a new girlfriend. I love her. I call her Little Santos. She's so cute. They just, but he's starting to go back towards the guys again. I want him, I'm going to sign him back up for school.
Yeah, they're definitely on an adventure together. She does seem to bring out a better side of him. And I think, you know, he's finally going to listen and maybe take your instruction and go back to school. We'll keep that in prayer. Okay.
Sign him up on Tuesday. They
want to
go together. Okay, thank you.
Good. You're welcome. God bless.
God bless, and stay well. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Hello
there. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? It's Elaine.
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear so many others love and adore you as much as I do. So,
thank you.
You're so fun. I just wanted to touch base two things really quick.
Okay.
Work. Progression, moving forward, staying positive, hopeful and trustful. Things are in my favor. especially with the promotion and upgrade, I am looking forward to. What can you tell me?
Please. Okay, it says that you're going to have swift activity action. You've got action coming up on that, and it is a progressive action. So, and it's coming quickly. So I feel that it'll good news for this month. And it's going to put you in better control financially and also emotionally. Mm-hmm. It's just, mm-hmm. it's a better position for you.
Right, and I agree.
This promotion.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and
okay.
tell you to release your sadness of the past. Any failures with love life, any failures anywhere, release those tonight on this moon. Okay?
Absolutely. Yes, we did talk about that.
All right.
That's a great reminder, and I appreciate that. So with that release, in my personal life, how do you see that manifesting, and will it manifest before my birthday?
First card is hope. You know, hope maketh not ashamed. You've got a lot of skill. I got the card of skillfulness, meaning that you got spiritual skills that you were gifts that were given to you, and
okay.
you know you've been dealing with someone else who's not centered. Okay, doesn't mean they're a bad person. They're just emotionally not centered because of things that have happened in their life. But I have the marriage card in the near future, not the distant future, and I feel that you'll have that choice this year. You'll meet the choice, the person that you'll marry, or it'll come together.
Good to know. Love it. Thank you.
Okay.
This is all wonderful. Appreciate you. Love you.
God
blessings.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy and Vicki. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Let's see. Let's look at money. I want to pay off some debt at the end of the month, and I'm hoping I'm able to do it. And do you see any lucky streaks between now and Monday?
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you've really come a long way. I'm talking about the financial realm now. I mean, you're really on top of handling your money in a good way, in a positive, you know, more. I'm doing better, too. Thank you, Jesus. I think you're going to be very happy because, you know, the Bible tells us not to owe man anything but to love him. And when you're in debt, you're a slave to the person that you're in debt to. And you've made a quality decision to get out of debt. When you do that, God sees you out of debt, and he will help you to achieve that goal. And I think you will, and I do see something that's going to make you happy. So maybe look at that lucky trend. And you're very good at that.
Yeah.
You have a gift.
I messed up today.
Good at it.
I am, and I messed up really bad today. I thought I wrote I had the number written down. It came out, and I wrote it down, but I wrote an extra number on it, and I didn't catch it. I was so upset.
Well,
I
did the same thing. I did the same thing on typing the number in on the Today Show. I'm like, okay. But, you know, that's why they put erasers on pencils. Okay, so something's going to happen in 2 days, real quick.
Okay, that's awesome.
And you're going to hear from a man that is interested in you.
We talked.
Yeah.
So he said, we are going to go out tomorrow. So I told him, you better keep your word on this.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
All right.
Thank you for participating. Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hello.
Hello. We're on the air.
Hi. Hey, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I'm calling once again about my finances to just kind of see where you see them going in the next few months.
Okay.
There's just a lot of unknowns for me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, tonight's full moon, you could release lack and call forth angels of prosperity to bless you. And good. I got good news that things are changing. You have been in a struggle, and you know, you have to do a little balancing act here, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, as they say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also have something coming up in career. It requires training, but it pays more money. That's coming up sometime before this month ends. But I show the remainder of this year you doing better financially. Especially if you meditate tonight. You'll bring it on faster. But
okay, so
no
career-wise, I kind of feel like I'm at a stalemate with my career, especially since I moved. So I am looking to do something different or...
And that's what I'm seeing.
You know,
cut requires a little training, but it pays more money, and you're going to feel a lot better about it. And not only that, but appreciated. You're going to feel appreciated.
Whoa.
So
that would be nice.
I'm
still waiting on this estate settlement with my husband, my late husband, and having to pay out to his sons. And can you tell me, give me an idea if it'll be a large payout or if it'll be something manageable for me?
Okay. Are you in court with this?
Not really yet. It's like called informal probate. I'm hoping not. But unless the son takes it there.
No, I don't think so. You're being... it's something that's going to be manageable. It's being analyzed now, and that's why I asked if there was... someone else, because I've got a judgment here. What I mean by they're judging on how this should play out, and it's looking very favorable for you. You handled this very skillfully, but I think you're going to have a conclusion on this and celebrate the result, and I got within three. So it's not years. It may be months, but it's looking like weeks.
Because
they're analyzing it right now.
And who is analyzing? Like, in the spirit world, or?
Well, you said you're in an informal probate, so I think everybody involved.
I just started it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's gonna be okay. And within three, you'll solve this. Could be three months, but it could be 3 weeks, too. Let's pray for that. Release all this that you're facing tonight and ask for, you know, victory and release lack out of your life. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a problem with that. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Off.
Hopeless situation in our world right now. You know, and everybody can agree that something's going on with all this strife and some of the things I'm hearing and some of the things that I'm seeing. But we have to recognize that we live in a world where darkness resides, and Satan's on top of that darkness. His spirit of darkness is like a strong gravitational force that seeks to pull us away from God and in a downward spiral path of destruction and death. John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. And our enemy is in competition with God for our attention, and his goal is for us to be like him, live selfishly apart from God and destined for destruction. But Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water." Our Father is jealous for our attention. He knows that we identify ourselves to what we own or what others think about us or what or how we're disappointed. Material things, prestigious careers, and other affirmations never satisfy the longings of our hearts. So we need to be diligent in doing and find life in Father God, his love and his eternal kingdom. Jesus prayed, "Now this is eternal life, Father, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John 17, verse 3. So Father God, you alone can truly satisfy the longings of our heart. Set our minds and heart on you like a horse with blinders on. Fix our eyes on you so that we don't turn to the right or to the left, but remain steadfast with our gaze on you and our goals and prizes revealed. Reveal yourself to us through the words of Ephesians 1 and strengthen us as we discover our identity in you. And that's it. We need to discover our identity in God. Again, I said, our spirit is perfect, and it holds all the answers. The answers, we were given this book, the Word of God, and it's alive. And it is strong, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And when we speak that word over ourselves, you'll see a difference in what's coming on in your life. Like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We shall not want. So we need to say that over ourselves if you're in lack right now. And another thing, we need to understand that the momentum of things that's going on in the world are starting to get to everybody. I mean, there are people that are angry over things that have occurred. And so, you know, stuff is really getting to people. And they need to know that we have to reject the belief that our emotions and behavior are controlled by events in life, you know. Our emotions and our lives are transformed and changed when we renew our minds. So we change our thoughts and your emotions will follow, and you'll change your life. So, again, you take those negative thoughts captive, cast them down, replace them with quality affirmations or the Word of God. You know, that affirmation I give you, start saying that every day, and the quality of your life will improve. It will. And remember, the quality of your life is not determined by what happens around you, but what happens within you. It's how you respond to it. We're all going to get challenges coming at us as long as we live on this earth. So we need to watch over our heart with diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Believe on the power that you hold within you. God has given to each one of us gifts, and these gifts are, we're going to be held accountable for them when we go before God. What did you do with it? You know, why didn't you exercise it? That sort of thing. So use the gifts that God has given you. He's given you authority over negative circumstances. We have the power to speak and declare and decree things to change. We have that power. We have that power over the enemy. And the enemy doesn't want you to know that or understand that. But we have to stand up to him. So believe in that power that God's given you. It really works. 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world." And we need to learn to use trouble our trouble. to our advantage. Corinthians 4:17 says, the momentary affliction produces an eternal weight of glory far beyond our comprehension. So we need to refuse to let the events of life control our emotions or our way of thinking. We need to realize that our life is transformed by the renewing of our mind. We need to believe God's power is working in you to create a life beyond your wildest dreams. Take advantage of anything that goes, will help you to take advantage of anything that goes on or around you by focusing on what God says, not focusing on what we see. Keep our eyes on His promises and not the negative circumstances that exist. Okay, I hope everybody meditates tonight. I did last night, but I'm going to do it again tonight. Some people interpret these ephemerises differently, but we're still within the realm of positive energy, even on the progression. My ephemeris said the progression was really intense last night and strong. So if you meditated last night, you're not going to be disappointed, but I'm going to meditate again tonight. I wish everybody a blessed life. And a spiritual, if you listen to your spiritual side, feed your spiritual side. And we're getting together. This is a time where we congregate together and receive instruction from. And Father God, we thank you that you are more than enough in our lives. And we praise you that for what we have seen today, and help your people to open doors and receive it. And we thank you for everything. We thank you for everything you've done for us and everything you're going to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'll notify everybody in next month's show. God bless and be well. Bye.